News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Well, the family of Sophie Tuscan de Plantier are appealing for witnesses to come forward and to give evidence in the upcoming trial of Ian Bailey in France. Now, Ian Bailey will not be attending the trial, with his lawyer stating that he has been entirely exonerated in this country and that the Director of Public Prosecutions has long since decided that there's no evidence upon which he can be put on trial. Well, family members of Sophie Tuscan de Plantier were in Cork this weekend to attend a mass in memory of Sophie. And Sophie de Plantier's brother, Bertrand Boineau, joins me on the programme this morning. Bertrand, can I start by asking you what it was like for your family to actually be back in Cork this weekend?
For us, it was important to be in Ireland for this weekend and to have a mass with the people of Galen, the community of Galen, because for the last 23 years, we have spent a lot of time. My parents came every year for a mass, and they are shared with the community of Galen. Their sadness, and they pray with this community for Sophie and for the justice. So, because it will, there will be a very important next step in the next weeks. It was important for us also to share this moment with the Galen community.
Just how important was it for you and your family to be back in Cork for this mass and for the event?
As my nephew was with me in Cork, to ring the bell and to say that we need people from Cork, from West Cork, from this community, to help us to find the truth for my sister.
What does the trial mean to you and your family, Bertrand?
Well, the trial is very important. For the last 23 years, we have spent a lot of energy to fight for the justice for my sister, and with all the inquiries from the Irish part and from the French part, with all the judges that have worked on this fight, we hope that during this trial we will have some complimentary answer, some decision from the justice about this case. So it's very important for us that this trial take place, and that this trial arrives at the conclusion that we have.
Okay, look, on that note, thank you, Bertrand Buenoyal, brother of Sophie Tuscan de Plantier. Now, also on the line, we have Jean-Pierre Gazot, who's Sophie's uncle and the president of the Association for the Truth About the Murder of Sophie Tuscan de Plantier. Jean-Pierre, I believe the French authorities have requested several Irish people to attend the upcoming trial in Paris. Just what can you tell me about this?
This is absolutely important. All those people who are asked to come to France to present fundamental testimony, they are strongly invited to come, really, to help justice.
Can you explain what the French authorities have asked from the local people of West Cork?
The magistrates, they define a list of possible witnesses. And they define the list of witnesses, Irish witnesses, of course, after studying the investigation file, the accusation act, and so on, and they define that list, and they send a request to all those people. If they are able, of course, to find the correct address and so on.
I believe that the trial will take place in Paris, but Ian Bailey will not be in attendance, as he and his lawyers claim that he is innocent. Is that correct?
It's correct, yes, we believe too. You know, it will be highly unlikely Bailey present himself to the trial in France. But of course, if comes to France, in that case, it's another kind of trial. It will be another kind of committee, you know. And he will be, of course, he will have all the right to defend himself with his lawyer, and so on. But of course, it's extremely highly improbable he will come to France in 1 week.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to both Sophie Tuscan de Plantier's brother, Bertrand, for joining us at the outset, and also to her uncle, Jean-Pierre, as well, for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast.